are not allowing me, so you are obstructing what they are doing. And what you are essentially doing is jaw, please. So they can take it against you. You can't plead with the enemy. The tender mercy of the wicked is cruel. If they say, I will help you, the offer I will give to you will be more wicked or cruel than what you are begging him to do. And if you plead with man, my guarantor, the one that I can lean on. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus. Anytime I tell you to lift your hands to Jesus, it's because you will not lift it to anybody again. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, unto you I come. Help me. It's only God can plead with. Lighthouse, it's only God. And when you plead with God, and God takes up your cause, those whom you are pleading with will begin to plead with you. Look at my brother. They said, okay, come back. Are you going to take this? Are you going to take this? Why? Because he pled his case with God. Hallelujah. He pled it. He said, well, what we're doing is praying. And they who are saying they want to shrink it had a place for him to stand. You have lifted up your hand to God. You will not beg anyone for anything. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. Unto you are we gathered today. Our eyes are towards you alone, who is able, willing, and ready. Having lifted up our hands to you, let no man ask us to do so ever again in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' precious name we prayed. Amen. Please have your seat in his presence. And welcome to God's house. How many people have heard the word dossier? I think it's used in the law area, so it's not a frequently used word. A dossier. When God dropped this in my spirit, I said, wow, this is a good road. You know, when God tells you, when God speaks, everything hears, including stone. You know, you remember when they wanted to keep quiet, he said, I will command the stones. This everything, the moon. Joshua was fighting and the sun was going down. And he said, okay, son, do what? And the son said, okay, boss. When God speaks, everybody hears. Living, not living. Because, he spoke, that's why they all came. Praise the Lord. Now, when God speaks a subject to you, you have a new understanding of it like you have not been using it before. It's not like, oh, I've heard this before. No. When it comes from when God speaks it, it comes alive. The scripture says, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So you begin to have a new sense of understanding of it. How many of you remember God's the definition God gave us of freedom? Free domain. I never heard it before. Because you see, you can't be free without just like free as here. No. There is a domain within which, if you step out of that domain, God forbid, go and ask Adam and Eve. They were not just free like that to do whatever they like. They were free within. You won't leave your domain of freedom. Remember the city of refuge? When you enter the city of refuge, that's your free domain. You remember the story of Shimei, the guy who was cursing David when Absalom took the throne. When David came back, Shimei begged him and said, okay, all right, you know what, as long as you don't overstep this area. Then one day something happened. Shimei, in fact, he survived it in the time of David. Then Solomon became king. And David told him, said, look, don't deal with him, but this is what I've told him. If he should overstep that domain. So one day something happened, he quickly ran and came back. He didn't know he was spotted. You won't leave your free domain. In the name of Jesus. Our freedom is in Jesus Christ. The dossier of God. The dossier of God. Matthew chapter 26 verse 32. You know, when people wants to like get you, they say, money dossier, hello. They say, I have your dossier. Things they can pull out for you. But nobody will pull anything against you. Because our dossier is of God. Matthew 26 verse 32. Matthew 26 verse 32. He said, but after I have risen, after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. If you compare the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you know, and try to see, I've shared with us the layers of revelations you can get that are in the Bible. The first layer is the layer of history. Who said it? You know, just history. No life is transient. You just have history of the Jews and how things were. And then number two, the revelation of Jesus Christ. When you began to see Jesus in the scriptures. Also the revelation of God. When you begin to see God in the scriptures. Who God is. When you begin, and the next one, when you begin to gain interpretation of numbers and names, what they represent is the context of the story. Then, so also, when you begin to see yourself, praise the Lord. Because the Bible says all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God, and they are suitable, profitable for instruction, for reproof, for correction, that the man of God might be thoroughly equipped, furnished unto every good work. In Romans chapter 15, verse 4, the scripture says there, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and they are suitable for our learning. See what it says there. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, not for our reading. You read newspaper, but when you are reading, when you are studying your book, textbook, it's a learning for you. You retain what you read. So that's what the scripture is. I've warned you, don't be in a hurry to finish one chapter a day when you don't understand the verse. You hear, you left. You know, but once you understand it, good understanding procure favor. He that understandeth the words is he that bringeth forth much fruit. Matthew chapter 13 verse 19. The scripture says there, when somebody reads the word of God and does not understand it, even though he finished it, then the wicked one comes and take away that which is sown in his heart. Did you see that? Matthew 13, 19. When anyone, pastor, bishop, anyone, heareth the word of God of the kingdom and is not coupled with understanding, you understand it not, then the wicked one cometh and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. So good understanding, it procures favor. Where we read in Romans chapter 15 verse 4, it says, they are written for our learning, so that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, we may have what? Hope. So the first thing you must take away when you study your Bible is strength and hope. Understanding that things can change. Empowered by the word of God, not discouraged. I was speaking with somebody during the week and, you know, there's so much. You see, this coronavirus is sure from hell. It's weakening the whole system across everywhere. Some line of profession are totally eliminated. Pata pata. Those who are in that trade have to go and look for something else to do. Look at businesses doing very well have to restructure. It's going on everywhere. But thank God who has not given us as prey for the teeth of this wickedness. They are reaching forward. So when you engage the word of God, the word patience there is to temper you, not to slow you down. The scriptures have a capability to temper somebody so that you will not misbehave, you will not do yourself harm. So that we, through the patience, the tempering of the scriptures, and the comfort we may derive from it, we may have what? So when you study your Bible, and as soon as you finish it, you are feeling so discouraged, then you didn't take anything out of it. You sit with it until hope lightens. Praise the Lord. That's what the scriptures are for. Look at verse 13 of that scripture. It says, now may the God of hope grant you joy and peace in believing, so that we may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. We are looking at the dossier of God today. The dossier of God. When you encounter the word of God, the first initial thing it does is to grant you hope, so that we, through the patience and the comfort of the scriptures, we may have hope. It's not when you get the letter that you gain hope. It's when you gain understanding of the word. I shared with us, to God alone be all. Anytime I'm challenged, I look for the word that will grant hope in the circumstance. Just I know I wake my wife up. Did you have any? I will be looking for the word everywhere. In dreams, in visions, in the study of the word of God. So that we, through the comfort of the scriptures, we may grant hope. You know, if you take hope because your brother works there, your auntie is there, may they not be taken away. Praise the Lord. I remember somebody in Nigeria just secured a huge contract from this ministry in government. Went to Abuja, everything perfected, everything good. So he returned home to his house in Lagos and had evening shower, just dinner set, and he sat down 9 o'clock news having dinner. The person he went to get contract with was announced on national news, been fired. But thank God, our God endures forever. That hope died instantly. But that won't be your story in Jesus' name. So that we, through the comfort, patience, and of course you can get contract to them, but let it be said that it's God that gave it. So if they change him, he won't change you. Praise the Lord. God will help us in Jesus' name. The dossier of God. Matthew 26 verse 32. It says, but when I am risen, when I am raised, I will go before you to Galilee. We'll be looking at that contemplation today. What is a dossier? A dossier is a file containing detailed record on a person or subject. A dossier is a file containing detailed record on a person or subject. I took that from the dictionary. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7. Jesus Christ reflected on the dossier of God concerning him. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 7. It says, then I said, I come in the volume of the book concerning what is written about me. Listen to this. Jesus was not yet crucified, but he was reading from the dossier of God what will happen to him, Shagar, after his resurrection. He was so sure that the death will not swallow him up. Hallelujah. Said the dossier of God. How are you reflecting on the life you live? Are you reading the dossier of men or the dossier of God? What's guiding your conduct? You must take your readings from the dossier God has about you. I know concerning the book written of me, I come to do thy will. He was talking about what is written concerning him. About that which is written. Peter said, no, you won't die, you won't die. But you know what Jesus Christ said? He said, the man of God, the Son of Man goeth. How? as it is written,
the dossier of God.
When we are talking, God said that we go before you, it's in two contexts. Go before you as in the knowledge of what he has will happen about you.
That's God going ahead of you. He knows what is written concerning you and what pertains to you.
And of course, being led step by step in the way to the place we go. But let's pause on that and we go. See how God organizes himself. Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9. God said there, remember not the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. You know, dear and I, well, I was, you know, were, you know, reflecting one day, and I said, you know, when you push God to the level when he begins to describe himself to you, just know that they has broken on that subject. Because when you push God to a place where he begins to tell of himself, but it will be good for us. But go and ask Pharaoh. He said, I will take glory over Pharaoh. But let's go on. I am God and there is none else. Look at what it says in verse 10. The dossier of God. Declaring the end when? Yeah, that's God going ahead of you. He knows the end of how these things will turn out. Hallelujah. Are you here or you left? Yeah, you are dealing with a God who goes ahead of you. How does he get there? He knows the end. He was the one that wrote everything about the step. And that should give you grace and comfort. As a matter of fact, if there's anything you need to change, is to align yourself with the dossier. Yes. And from ancient times, the things that are not yet what? Done. I will never forget that blessed Sunday morning. Our last born had an accident with his arm. And we didn't know how bad or terrible it is. But Sunday morning, just by my, you know, having my quiet time, and the Lord spoke to me, I will contend with them that contend with you, and I will save your children. He was sleeping. I went to tap her. That granted us hope. Not even knowing how bad the situation is. From ancient times, declaring the things that are what? Not yet done. He hasn't died yet, and he was already telling them, when I raise up, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. It didn't matter how. Even when the doctor was telling us, we all know the story. You know how they would not tell. I mean, I don't know. Well, he told us it's like this, like that. I said, no, with God, it's yea. Amen. And thank God, it was according to God's word. You'll find it so in Jesus' name. Reading the dossier of God. Lighthouse, you must gain grace to interpret the season based on what God has to say about it. Otherwise, the confusion will be too confusing. You won't see it like that. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. That's God being there before you get there. I go before you. He has not yet died. He has told them how they will congregate together in Galilee. That's going ahead. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all. Say all. Yeah. Oh, nothing will stop it. The tragic end of the wicked is that it was an error. He did what he did. Praise the Lord. When Matthew chapter 26 verse 24, when we gain insight into what God has written or said, that's him going ahead of you.
Because you know what the outcome of those things will be. Because he who goes ahead of you in that he knows what will happen has already made declaration of it. I go ahead. So we gain understanding so that you are not expecting somebody to take you by the hand now and be taking you from office to office looking for a job. No. You will sit in your room. He will open the book to you. I thank God when I got the job I have now. I don't know how difficult or tough it is. But in the night, I had a dream. And that dream, I saw my name being written with ink, with a pen, with the ink of fire. Let's give God a hand clap. Praise the Lord. You know, God, you know, say you know your pen, they can erase it and then put a new thing there. Now, I saw Olusan Adehosi being written with fire. The pen was, fire was the one writing it. Oh, I ran to D. I said, D, I got that job. 2 weeks after. No, I can't say thank you to you like I would do to God. I've been thanking him before you declare the offer. Declaring things that are not yet done ever before. The dossier of God. Are you having any interpretation, good interpretation of what you are going through and how God, what God, you need to go and read the dossier of God. Have an insight to it. And it's not, you know, can I tell you how God revealed himself? You have to, by mercy, show it to you. You get what I'm saying? You know, now, how do you get it? By staying with him, by tarrying with him. Because it is God's discretion to speak or not to. It's not a genie that you rub and then flame will come out. He's a great God. He's a what? God is not a man. Everything everybody calls God, there are no gods at all. God is such a sovereign person. Every of his judgments is true and his ways are perfect. If he kills anybody, he's just to kill it. That's why he wiped out Pharaoh. And you can't say, why did he do what he did do? Why did he did? Praise the Lord. And God is not wicked. Before he could exercise judgment over Pharaoh. Anyway, just let's leave that. Praise the Lord. See the dossier of God concerning Jesus. Matthew chapter 26. I'll read from verse 24. The Son of Man goeth how? As it is written. So that gives him comfort. What is happening to me is according to the books. And I don't have any problem with that. What I cannot afford is anything extra, like lawyers will say, extra judiciary. Outside the law. Is that correct, sir? I hope I am correct. So that I don't trespass. Praise the Lord. The Son of Man goeth as it is written, the dossier of God. That's the first area in which God goes ahead of us. He knows the things that are written. He can tell you this is how this thing will turn out. And that's exactly how you will find it. And that's why he told the disciples, when I arise, I will go ahead of you to Galilee. That in itself is being ahead of them, because they could look forward to that. And when he arose, when they went to the tomb, what did the angel say? He said, you remember he told you that he will go ahead of you to Galilee. Praise the Lord. Number two, the area God goes ahead of us. Matthew 23 verse 20. Matthew 23 verse 20. He said, behold, I send an angel before or ahead. Say ahead. Yeah. I send an angel ahead of you to keep thee in the way. Exodus 23:20. Exodus, did I say Matthew? Oh, sorry about that. I'm probably going ahead of myself. Praise the Lord. Exodus 23:20. He said, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring thee to the place. Say to the place.
How many people remember what the Galilee represents? Sorry. This district. How many people remember we said district at the vigil? District or circuit. Praise the Lord. Galilee is the meaning of Galilee, the root word for meaning of God is circuit or district, the place chosen or appointed. The district. Praise the Lord. Because you and I will not go and meet him in Galilee, but we will not, in essence, not regardless, be found in our own Galilee. Did you catch that? Go and listen to the tape on Friday. As a matter of fact, Dave went back and listened to it. Oh, by the way, let me correct this. Remember, I talked about the story of Jacob. Jacob. You know, when I said it distributed his family, one in front, then in the middle, and he hid at the back. Sorry about that, my mistake. Though he distributed them like that, he went ahead of them also. I did listen to it and was able to bring that up, my correction. So please, let's take note of that. You know, even though he separated them like that, but he went from the back and bowed himself to Esau. He didn't run away. Let's give him a hand clap. Praise the Lord. I can imagine Jacob crying down and say, man of God, I didn't do that. Praise the Lord. We'll see together. It's Israel now. It's not very corny anymore. So, Jacob, I'm sorry. Lighthouse, did you see this? Lighthouse, anytime God gives us a word, investigate it. Do what? Yeah. See how it pertains to me. It's not a chorus that, okay, we just go through the month like that. And then the next month we have another word. And, you know, how does it? What do I derive from it? Why we serve our children food is so that they can derive nourishment from the food we give to them. Now, thank God for my son. I saw Falari. Oh boy, he's so tall. Praise the Lord. So I have no doubt he's eating. Praise, because he's showing. Praise God. Now the same way in our spiritual life, Lighthouse, if we are feeding, it will be showing. Praise the Lord. If we are deriving grace and nourishment from the word of God, it will be evident. Hallelujah. That will be our story in Jesus' name. Now he said here, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and bring you to the place which I have prepared. Galilee is the prepared place for them. And that's why everybody who saw them outside Galilee tell them, no, you remember I told you to do what? Go to Galilee. And we shared on Friday what they found in Galilee. They found peace. It will appear to them in Galilee. Can I tell you a secret? God will not come and look for you where he did not assign you to go. Have you left? Yeah. He will not come and look for you where he did not appoint that you go. But when you go there and you are found there, the first thing he commands is his peace. Others may be leaving, but you will be finding peace being there. Praise the Lord. Go and ask Isaac. Bible says everybody was leaving, but God says, stay here. This is your Galilee. I will meet you here. And that same year, he had a great harvest. The second thing you have there is empowerment. Bible says he came upon them and he breathed on them. And lastly, the provisions of God. He said, have you any meat? Our concluding scripture today is John 21, verse 5 and 6. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? You remember they were toiling all night. We did about a brief of this at the vigil. They answered no. But guess what? They were in the place Jesus took for them, only they were not doing what he asked them to do. They were in the Sea of Galilee. If you look at from verse 1, Bible says he appeared unto them after this wise on the Sea of Tiberias, which was Galilee. Praise God. And because he was there, they were in the place where he appointed. He could rescue them. You will not do a vain walk where God asks you to go in Jesus' name. And he said, cast your net on the right side. So there is a right thing to do this year. And the first place we are looking at is understanding the dossier of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. So this morning, we are going to overrule, blot out. You know, somebody can write something and somebody can come and overwrite it. But whatever God written will be what is stand in the name of Jesus. Yeah, maybe background experiences, poor decisions, bad choices had written something upon what God wanted us to do. But there is an answer for it. Jesus blot it out. Say, Jesus blot it out. Yeah, but you can't blot out what God has written. Let's stand up on our feet. Colossians chapter 2 verse 14. Blotting out the handwritings of ordinances that was what? Against us. Whatever God did not write about me is against me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, there was heavy restructuring in my office too. Heavy. But my reflection is the dossier of God. I don't know who will erase that handwriting written with fire. And that grants us a lot of comfort. My office is no longer in Princeton. It's now in Philadelphia. But it didn't change anything. Say God, to God be the glory. And of course, you know, now if I say this, don't envy me. Your time is coming. With increased molar. Say God, molar. Say the dose of God. Yeah. That's the place our comfort comes from. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus this morning. And say, Lord, I stand with your dossier. Everything written about me. In the precious name of Jesus. Libra Shandalabaya. Whatever you didn't write, I agree, let it be blotted out. It won't count in the name of Jesus. Let's reverse whatever is written. If they say you can no longer go on, you say, God said I will go on in the name of Jesus. Whatever is written that is against, Lord, I blot it out. Because they were contrary to me, he nailed it to the cross. Leku Shanda Kaba. Anything you are called and you are not, that's not your name, the Lord reverse it. In the name of Jesus. Lekuto Brakalo Shanda Ikaba. Every handwriting of ordinance, things that were not written, that are contrary, the Lord void it. In the name of Jesus. Lebra kabas kete igaba kalosh kede. Thank you, Spirit of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. I had a testimony of a certain man. The boss told him, in this office, 10 years, don't expect promotion. True talk. And to God be the glory. But that's not what is written. Say, no, that's not what is written in the dossier of God. You know what happened? The boss of that boss traveled to the branch of that young man. And he observed him. Say, he observed him. Yeah. So he said, we didn't know we have such a great and good hand here. He got back to the head office, petitioned the boss. Do you know this guy in so-so place? Oh, yeah, I know him very well. No story. Can I see his file? They brought his file to him. And they saw that for so long, 4 or 5 years, he has not been promoted. And he meditated on it to the same boss who said he will not be promoted. The upper boss meditated on it, returned the file back to the guy and said, write him a promotion letter. Now the boss who swore he won't be promoted was the same person who signed the promotion letter and promoted him. Well, we are before God who does all things, my dear brother and sister. Cry to God. whatever is happening that is not you that occasioned it, the Lord uprooted it. Bible says God by his wisdom, he overturned the mountains from the roots. We are before God who makes all things. It is not what God says that stands, it's what God says that stands. And we are before God. If he goes to be begging that our boss now, the boss will be taking, will be making fuse. But we are before God who declared the end from the beginning, saying, all my will shall be done. Father, we bless you. We give you glory. Lekoto, all ordering of ordinances, whatever is not, anybody who has a different dossier concerning me than the dossier of God, the Lord overturn, we blot out that handwritings in the name of Jesus. Being contrary to us, he took them and nailed them to the cross, that Jesus might be glorified. Your last prayer, speak that which is written about me, and let everybody hear and obey it. Speak only, Lord. You remember the story of the centurion? He said, speak only, Lord, and my servant shall be healed. And when he spoke, death could not hold the child anymore. Say, Father, declare what is written concerning me, O God. Lord, Libra Shanda, let it be heard, let it be read. Lekaba Masanda Lakaba Shkende Likaba. Father, we bless you. We give you glory and honor. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Our Father, we thank you. Psalm 9, verse 10, my sister. It says, there are they that know thy name will put their trust in you, for you have not forsaken them who seek thee. Psalm 9, verse 10. And they that know thy name will put their trust in you, because God will not forsake them who trust in him. Father, unto you are we gathered. Thank you for what you have written concerning us. You know, you said in your word, I know my thoughts that I write. The things I think about you, they are good thoughts. They are things, they are everything about you are not evil. Father, Lord, we are before you today. Thank you for the dossier of God. Thank you because the dossier of God has been to 2022 before we got there. As a matter of fact, we got into 2022 by the dossier of God, because in 2019 or 2020, he told us you are exempted. I don't remember that exactly. He read it for us. Father, standing on that threshold this morning, we declare anything written or hanging that is contrary to what is in your file concerning any and every of us, Father, we agree with you. Let it be blotted out in Jesus' name. Let them be blotted out in Jesus' name. Let them be blotted out in Jesus' name. Father, we stand before you. Let it be heard and read, the dossier of God concerning us. Thank you, precious Father. Thank God for the testimony heavy that you share, that we hear in this house. We give you glory and honor. Blessed be your name, our God. Father, we bless you. Whatever is already being issued that is wrong, Father, we withdraw and cancel it in Jesus' name. Whatever is pending and being acted upon, we halt it and we exchange it for the dossier of God in the name of Jesus. Whatever is in the future that may alight and is contrary to us, the Lord stop it. Like he stopped it in the life of Peter. He said, this is what the enemy has written concerning you, but I have intercepted it. Father, let such things be cut off and cut down in the name of Jesus. Let our future be bright. Thank you, precious Father. Please, let's just join. Just thank this God who can do all these things for us. Just go ahead and give him thanks. He may look easy and simple, but the power behind what God does is what makes it easy for you and I. Father, we bless you. To you be all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Holy God. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me also. Let's just thank God. Let's just thank God. Let's just thank God. Father, we are grateful.